What's it been like to have a Keeve back there?
Keeve, and it's the whole secondary, to be honest with you. But Keeve's doing a great job. You know, he's, you know, playing with him back there, you know, jamming receivers and just messing up the timing routes, with, especially with teams with, you know, timing offense, timing schemes. He's doing a good job with jamming receivers and just getting them off the spot.
You know, what's it like to have a guy like Juwan back there right behind you, kind of making plays? It seems like he's been, you know, as consistent as ever.
Yeah, Gerard is one of the leaders of our defense, and if I want to say, I'm making a bold statement, the heart of our defense. You know, he's calling signals, and he's making a few checks. And so Gerard, you know, we lean on him a lot. He's one of our leaders, and he's doing a great job.
Also, Isaac Redman of the Steelers said that he lied about a concussion in week two. Have you seen anybody do something like that recently, you know, either here or elsewhere?
No.
No?
If any of your teammates have never played in the dome, what would you tell them? Any differences?
Hydrate. Be sure to hydrate. That was one thing. Playing at Syracuse, you know, I feel like we had the advantage on a lot of teams because they weren't used to playing in that atmosphere. You know, you can always turn the heat up or wherever you are, or do certain things, but there's nothing like playing in the dome. It's hard to breathe. So just hydrate. You know, maybe get an IV before the game, something like that.
Is it warmer in there?
Yeah, it's a lot warmer. Guys cramp up, and so I definitely try to spread that around. Hopefully they don't.
Ever worked for the Orange? You turn up the heat a little bit.
Yeah, it definitely worked for the Orange. That was our 12th man right there. that hot carrier dome. That was our 12th man.
Talking about the crowd noise, and obviously you won't have to deal with it much on the road. Is that sometimes an issue at home? I mean, obviously you want your home crowd to be as loud and boisterous and cheer you guys on, but does that get tough sometimes when the crowd is really amped up and you guys are trying to get your communication?
No, never an issue at home. And I feel like when we hear the crowd out there at home, we feed off of it more than be distracted by it.
Chandler, sorry if you already asked this, but can you just talk about some of the challenges Matt Ryan poses to the defense?
Yeah, like I said, he's a good quarterback. You know, you don't want him sitting back there with any pressure, just, you know, having a 7-on-7. You know, you want to go out there and get him from, move him off that spot a little.
Thank you, Chandler.
The crowd will get fired up for Julio Jones. Right.